USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate now expected to move quickly before the day is over to pass a massive economic stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. Democrats have been holding it up, saying it was too good to corporations, not good enough for American workers. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin.
We came together on a bipartisan basis with the White House and really struck an agreement that we think answers the highest priorities. We were insisting that there be a Marshall Plan for hospitals. We went from $75 billion in the original bill to $130 billion.
New York City, now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, where infections are skyrocketing. Nearly 16,000 cases have been confirmed as of the start of today. New York's Governor Cuomo has warned the number of infections there might not peak till mid-April. This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Turkey is now charging 20 Saudi nationals for their alleged involvement in the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The New York Times saying an indictment was unveiled late yesterday for the 2018 murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The indictment accusing the former deputy head of Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Agency and a former royal court advisor of having, in its words, instigated premeditated murder with monstrous intent. A judge is denying former presidential personal attorney Michael Cohen's request for a reduced or modified prison sentence. He had wanted the court to let him serve his sentence from home because of concerns about the coronavirus. Stock futures rallying after the Senate and the Trump administration, as we mentioned moments ago, reached a deal on a coronavirus economic relief package. Dow futures up almost 600 points. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
YouTube is reducing its video quality as more people are staying at home and surfing the web during this coronavirus pandemic. The platform is saying it's going to implement the change for the next 30 days or so by defaulting to standard definition. They say that will ease the ongoing strain on the overall internet. Although users have the option to upgrade to a higher resolution, YouTube says it's doing its best to minimize stress on the system. Actor Idris Elba is slamming a conspiracy theory that celebrities are being paid to say that they have the coronavirus. The movie star saying on Instagram yesterday that the debate about rich and poor and who's getting tested and who's not is not a healthy debate. He said, "I got a test, but I also got COVID." He's accusing people of test shaming. And the NFL plans to go ahead with the draft next month as scheduled, despite opposition from the league's GMs. ESPN reports the GM subcommittee is recommending to Commissioner Roger Goodell that the draft be pushed back. Some concerns over logistics for physicals and psychological testing, though. The draft is scheduled for April 23rd through the 25th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.